The North Dakota Soybean Growers Association celebrating 40 years. Bob Sinner of Castleton was there from the start. Bob, tell us how this thing got started.
It's kind of funny because Paul Schrader called me one day. Paul's left the world and passed away, but Paul called me and he said, what do you think about, you know, starting a North Dakota Soybean Growers Association? We were enjoying soybeans on our own farm, and that was a no-brainer for me. But, you know, you think back, Don, and in 400,000 acres in North Dakota, for the bulk of the production was in Cass County and Richland County, a little bit in Griggs, maybe a little bit in Trail, but and then you look forward how the soybean production has exploded. And, you know, we didn't have a crystal ball. We didn't have any idea what this would do. We know we needed to have a research program. We knew we needed to do something to support the industry. So we started the association, and we had a lot of people that jumped on board. And you can see how the soybean acres have exploded over the years. People say, well, you know, how did that happen? In the mid-90s, the climate started to change a little bit from a drier cycle to a little bit wetter cycle, which made it a little more beneficial to row crop corn and soybeans, and look what's happened. It's pretty amazing. And when we started we put together a group of growers up and down the valley, get out of the valley, even in the west, you know, Valley City and Jamestown, and guys that really give a damn, you know, that really cared, let's make a difference here. And that was really, just because I served as chairman or in the one on to the national level, I was honored. I was honored to serve with these guys that wanted to make a difference. North Dakota has a long history of being involved and taking some leadership roles and making a difference. So, yeah, it's been pretty special.
Where you look at the industry as today, the amazing development now in the crush industry, and even the stat that we grow soybeans in every county in North Dakota today seems pretty amazing.
And I think everybody, we're kind of in the electronics age and how precision agriculture has evolved, and where are we going today with autonomous vehicles and weed control, and all these, things that are going to be involving. It's really hard to sit around a table and think about the crystal ball where our future is. Soy will be there. Soy will be one of the leading crops. That's pretty obvious. The industry has done an amazing job of promoting the benefits of soy, both on the feed side, on the human side, and then of course on the new uses too. It's been a pretty amazing run.
It's always great to recognize those milestones, and this is a good one.
Don, it's people like you that broadcast the successes and the stories from North Dakota, so thank a lot for what you do. Really, I mean it.
I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.